I am sure you have heard that climate changes will have an impact on everyone. Scotland is no exception. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendored Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Richard Miller, Director of Infrastructures at Scottish Canals, is one enthusiastic person. Richard is fueling the heritage of Scotland's canals by bringing the legacy of the canals into the 21st century. One of the challenges in Scotland is managing the predicted increasing volumes of surface water in order to protect the central parts of Scotland. Although the canal system is old, they are fully engineered channels. This will benefit their response to climate change.
I mean, canals are there. They are going to be challenged. There's no doubt they are going to be challenged by climate change. I mean, they are historic structures. They're not built to modern design codes. They come with very few plans to tell you what they actually did build, so there's quite a lot of needing to understand the structures themselves. But they are fully engineered channels, and therefore they can take water into those canals, and we can manage water in those canals in different ways. And quietly, I guess, over the last 250 years, they have been delivering a lot of purpose in regard to flood defence. I guess what we're doing at the moment is adding a bit more science to that, understanding it better, and understanding how we can actually manipulate the water levels in these canals to allow us to protect central Scotland from the challenges of climate change and what is ahead of us in the next 200 years.
This is being accomplished by repurposing the canals. They are adding weirs and a brain that is designed to watch the weather. As 24-hour predictions are made, the canal's computer brain will direct the canal to make room for pending stormwater. Dropping canal water level by 4 inches along a 20-mile stretch of this waterway creates enough storage to safely manage a storm that comes along once every 200 years. But there are even more side benefits that engineers and visionaries are considering.
And there's many other opportunities, and we are looking at heat pumps. How can we use the canals and all of that solar energy that is gained by the water? How can we extract some of that, create energy, and use that? We're looking at different ways that canals can be used for moving energy around the place. And I guess one of the most amazing things for us at the moment is one of our biggest customers is a fiber optic cable that is in the towpath of the canal because it's away from the streets, it's in a single place, and it runs from city to city. And you think those opportunities is what we've got to explore to make sure that we can find the funds to manage and maintain these heritage assets.
Big projects these days find their funding more quickly if they can create multiple benefits to a region and its population. Repurposing the canal system for addressing climate change and the needs of a 21st century Scotland is finding its success. In fact, Richard feels that he has found the power of water.
I think that what we have found is the power of water here. The power that water can have when you manage it, when you work with it, and the economic, environmental opportunities that it has created have been brilliant for Scotland.
Fundamental to our lives and environment? I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.